Psychologist Joseph Newman defines psychopathy as an information processing deficit. He describes his view on psychopathic behavior.
The psychopath is single-minded in the sense that whatever urges are operating in the moment, whatever goals they're pursuing in the moment, are going to be what they focus on and not realize the long-term consequences of adopting some short-sighted strategy or doing something that meets their immediate goal but yet hurts someone else.
An older theory states that psychopaths are incapable of emotions and are indifferent to the feelings of others. Newman arrived at his new theory through extensive testing among prison populations. He found that psychopaths focus acutely on one aspect of something and ignore all others, even when a normal person would be incapable of ignoring them. He adds that when psychopathic prisoners were tested strictly for an emotional response, they responded as any normal person would. Though Professor Newman does regard psychopathy as a mental illness, he says that an individual with it is still responsible for their actions.
If you find yourself repeatedly doing things that are harmful, not only to yourself but to others, then it may be that you're obligated to find a way to deal with that and be alert to it and not to let it happen.
To that end, Professor Newman says that psychopathy is best prevented when young. He says a possible method is to measure the information processing deficit and then use the individual's other strengths to work around it, much as a blind person will use a cane to get an idea of their surroundings. John Helgeson, Wisconsin Public Radio.